Call to order, Board of Works for September 22nd. Need approval of minutes for the September 8th meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports. Parks Department.
What'd you say? Just because he sits up here doesn't mean he gets to go first.
I was trying to abide by the rules here. Bryce Anderson, Street Department. We've been doing trash recycling since the Louisville. I've last reported we probably mowed 20 yards for a city inspector's office and 15 cleanups. And we've logged several hours on the handicap accessible ramps that were finishing those up.
Yeah.
Great. Been doing.
Bryce.
Steve Beam with Vincent's Parks. The pool is pretty much closed. The pump house and the bath house and all the pieces are put up for the winter. We'll have numbers probably at the next Board of Works meeting on putting everything together now on what we did. We have two playground pieces of equipment that we'll be putting in over the next month, hopefully. One from the Kiwanis Club, which will be going out at Craig Park in between the open shelter house and the sand volleyball court through a grant that they worked on. And then the Rotary Club through a grant through their foundation. We're putting a piece of playground equipment over at Lester Square on the 9th Street side. The Kiwanis piece is in, and it's in our shop. We've ordered the rotary, just a matter of when it'll be in. Hopefully we can get it in the next month or so. No timetable yet. Those are ways that we've been lucky enough to have groups and clubs work with us to allow us to do things that we wouldn't be able to do the way the budget is.
Yep. Great. Yep. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. Police Department.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. We do still have Mox and Julian down at the Police Academy, and he'll be finishing up here before too long. We recently got vehicles back from Vincent's Electronics and the equipment installed in those, and so they're out. Car 44 and car 168, respectively. So we've been able to get those two cars there ready for the fleet. And what else? I guess I would just say, obviously, Knox County Sheriff's Department has a big event in the city today, this week, actually, with a big event tomorrow night. So we look forward to going out and kind of fellowshipping with some of those guys from the Sheriff's Department and the different agencies that come in from around the country. And we congratulate them on their success the last time on that, and I'm sure this one will be, too.
That's great. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. in Emmon Field.
Out of Emmon Field. If you didn't make it last year, it's pretty neat.
It's pretty cool. It is, yeah.
Hey, thanks, Dusty. City engineer.
Got your paving streets. Look at him. He's got his shirt on. He's just.
John Sprague, city engineer. We are approaching the last 2 weeks of the paving project. The milling crews are going to be here tomorrow. Doing streets like Eberwine and 5th, Daleview, things like that. And then once they leave town, the paving crew will be following along behind them, putting the surface layer down. We are in the early stages of the 6th and College updates. We're reconstructing that lane there, putting in under drain. We got the new structure set on Sunday. They're currently digging out sidewalk and curb right now. They'll wrap up with that about nightfall and be back at it again tomorrow, pouring curb and sidewalk along that stretch. So the rest of the curb ramps in town are done, and I want to thank Bryce and his guys. They've done a great job following along behind, planting the grass, backfilling the dirt, and yanking very, very large stumps out of the sidewalk area. So it's been a real big help having those guys helping us out and filling in the gaps where the contract didn't provide for it. So big thanks to them. That's all I have.
Great. Thanks, John.
No old business. We'll move on to new business. Riverfront Pavilion use on October 11th. Marcy.
And you wanted to pronounce that name. This is not Marcy.
I'm not Marcy. I'm Ryan Johanningsmeyer in place of who? Marcy. She wasn't able to make it today. I'm just requesting use of the pavilion on October the 11th for basically a family fun day from 2 to probably about 6 o'clock, but we requested till 8 o'clock p.m. And we're planning on having hot dogs, just grilling hot dogs, having tea and lemonade, maybe some face painting, and some family fun events. We might have even some card games for older people if they come and would want to play cards.
Older people don't like face painting.
Right.
And so, Dan, you have everything you need for...
Yes.
Okay.
Right, and I've gotten insurance from Farm Bureau, so I'll get that over to
okay.
you.
All right. So we'll make a motion to approve the use of the pavilion for October the 11th from roughly 2 to 8 p.m. For the aforementioned activities pending receipt of insurance.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Great. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank Thanks. You.
Next is residential only parking sign at 523 North 3rd Street, P&G Rent.
I'm Gary Clymer with P&G Rentals. we've got a four-unit apartment building on the corner of 3rd and Hart, and we've got two parking spots out front, two, possibly three in back, which is private. But we really need the two out front to be marked because there's a fraternity house across the street now on the other corner, and they're killing me on parking. We're kind of strapped for parking anyway, being Park Street's not been parked on.
So there's parking on both sides of
yes.
Park, right. The right. Okay.
All right. Third. This is on the corner.
Right. But you don't, well, I see what you're saying. You don't have, there's not
there's no
parking on Hart Street,
no.
but right.
Right. We've got
yeah,
two
you just
spots.
Have basically one, yeah, the spot in front of your building there. So, and then the, okay.
Do you have other questions about that?
So you're requesting two parking spots?
Well, there's from my property line beside the house to the yellow line before the corner, there's room for two spots.
Yeah. So if we designate, so so there's a cost associated to the spot. So it's
sign and then
required to have off-street parking. More complex than the same parking spot.
Right. I mean, he does have off-street parking. So.
No.
Does he have what?
There's four units. So.
Four units, and there's. I'd say comfortably room for three in back.
Mm. Yeah, we've got a picture here.
Of it could be.
Yeah. So, but Dave, you're saying that the ordinance requires off-street parking. Is that what you're saying?
Okay.
All right.
And the back only allows for three?
Pardon me?
The back only allows for three cars or three vehicles?
Well, you kind of have to pull in there at an angle. If you could pull in there straight ahead, you could get four, but Ben's got to come in off of Hart. You know, to be comfortable, I'd say there's room for three. And I'm... As far as the private parking in back, I mean, there's just nothing I can do because it goes out almost to the sidewalk the way it is. If If I could get one out front would be...
Yeah, I think that's probably what makes more sense. I mean, I think you can get comfortably three in the back, and then, but so you're aware of the cost of the reserved space there, I mean, the sign and
the annual fee. Yeah, they told me it's $100 for the sign and $25.
Yeah, okay, all right. So, why don't we, we'll make a motion to amend the recommendation for one parking spot to be in front of it's 523 or 522?
523.
523 North 3rd Street with the accompanying cost of sign and annual fee.
Actually, on my side of the street, they've got the, I don't know if there's a reason, but there's the yellow line on my side is like 3 feet.
It's farther up.
Longer than the one on the other side of the street.
I don't know. Is that something you can look at, John? The length of the... Okay. We can have the city inspector, the city engineer look at that, see if it doesn't need to be that long. Okay. Okay. That's, motion for one spot.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gary. I just talked to the bee masters. Yeah.
Last, it's not on your agenda, but we've got a request for Riverfront Pavilion from Angie Crabtree.
Thank you. My name is Angie Crabtree, and I would like to request use of the Riverfront Pavilion on Sunday, May 24th for a graduation party for three families, mine, Christy Dietz, and Angela Hamilton as well.
You ready? And Daniel, you have what you need. Right. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
A little bit. Got it.
All right. So we'll make a motion for approval of the rental of the Riverfront Pavilion for May 24th from noon to mid to the cows come home.
Excellent.
With the requirement for insurance as required.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Angie.
Thanks.
Just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.